Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing fatalities up to 149 in Baghdad. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 149 have died from Sunday's suicide truck bombing in the country's capital. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted Shiites with the bomb that hit a busy shopping area in Baghdad's Karada district. At least 192 people were injured, and officials say that number is likely to grow. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Pallarino says that as long as Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe. And hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
The U.S. condemned Sunday's attacks, including a second assault that left at least five dead. Nigel Farage, the man largely responsible for Brexit, which dominated the news cycle for the better part of the last few weeks, has announced he's resigning as the nativist Independence Party leader. At a press conference in London, he said he wants his life back.
I have never been, and I've never wanted to be, a career politician. My aim in being in politics was to get Britain out of the European Union. That is what we voted for in that referendum 2 weeks ago. And that is why I now feel that I've done my bit.
This is the second time Farage has resigned as UKIP leader. He did so after the 2015 general election when, failing to win a parliamentary seat, he